to Stories from Bittersweet Farm. Today, our story is Chapter 7 from my book For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm, and it is entitled Orville Pierpont. My grandfather, Pierpont, grew up near Chatham, Ohio, in the days when cars were a novelty of the rich. For staples and supplies, the family couldn't grow on the farm. They would take a buggy to the village store. He often told the story about what happened on one of those trips to town. It was winter. The river was frozen. The ground covered with snow. The trip to Chatham would be an adventure that winter day. They would use the sleigh. The whole family clamored to go. After all the necessary items were bought, sometimes there was money for something special. What the boys longed for most was a treat originally called Elijah's Manna in 1904. Clergymen objected, those obstreperous clergymen. C.W. Post countered, defending his use of the name, but the controversy didn't die until the cereal was banned in England and eventually reissued under its new name, Post Toasties. The company discontinued the cereal in 2006. Why would anyone eat Post Toasties anyway when they could begin their day with a glorious bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch? But in the years of my grandfather's boyhood, cars were rare, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch would not come along until years after his death. My grandfather was born in 1908. Ohio's first radio station was in 1922. If that signal reached Chatham, the Pierpont boys could not have listened. He had moved into town before rural electrification reached northern Licking County, Ohio. Grandpa would live through two world wars, serving in one, the Korean and Vietnam conflicts, and the Great Depression. A little over a decade before his death, one summer night in June, Americans had strolled on the surface of the moon. My grandfather lived through polyester double-knit suits, platform shoes, disco music, and the moon race. But the invention that captured the interest of the oldest Pierpont boys during those days was made in Battle Creek, Michigan, and sold in boxes at the store in Chatham, cornflakes called Post Toasties. The store and the Methodist Church in Chatham would be significant in the social life of the Pierpont brothers. They tell me the Pierpont boys gathered on the porch of the store to swap stories and play checkers. I never remember my grandfather losing a game of checkers. The place my family lived at the time, still known by the name of the previous owners, the Green Place, set back from the North Fork of the Licking River about half a mile. Not far from there, the river crossed the road, or the road crossed through the river. On this day, the river was a sheet of ice, and the trip to town went well, and the family attended church, stopped at the store to get the things they would need for the week, and then made their way south toward home until they got to the place where the road ran through the river. Halfway across the river, the horse lurched, and my great-grandmother Lily was thrown from the sleigh. She was holding my grandfather's youngest brother, baby Orville. She lost her grip on the baby, and little baby Orville, was plunged into the ice water. My grandpa was about 10 at the time. His brother Elmer was 12. They were able to make their way to the safety of the bank. The parents stayed on the ice-clotted river trying desperately to save baby Orville. He was in the water along with all the contents of the sleigh. What happened next would live in my grandpa's memory for the rest of his life. Orville was rescued alive from the water. He recovered from the incident and went on to live to an old age and died in 1989. As a young man, Orville slipped and fell, injuring himself, and the injury probably contributed to his noticeably hunched back. His handicap did not keep him from being active and productive around nearby Utica, Ohio, for years. If you needed a man to fix your car that no one else could fix, you took it to Orville Pierpont. He could usually dope it out. He had a neat place at the crest of a hill west of town, and behind the house, he had built a small trout pond. When I visited as a boy, he would take me out back, throw rabbit food in, and trout would just churn the water. Nonetheless, Orville lived to marry, raise a family, and earn an honest living doing something helpful. All that and a wife who knew how to fix groundhog. Despite the trauma, he lived a good life. The part of the story my grandpa loved to tell was what happened there on the bank of the river while Orville was bobbing in the water. His brother Elmer's concern was that the new groceries were thrown into the water and they were being carried downstream. Elmer, seeing the gravity of the situation, began to scream out instructions from the bank. Grandpa remembered his exact words. 60 years later, he was shouting at the top of his lungs to anyone who would listen, hey, save the post toasties. Somebody get the post toasties. I asked Grandpa if anyone did. He said he couldn't remember. Orville's icy plunge happened over 80 years ago. Elmer died before I was born, and this little incident is all I know of him. I'm sure he lived to regret his misplaced priorities. Actually, to interrupt my own reading, I believe that Elmer lived in Arizona, and he did die maybe I was about 10 years old in the 60s, but I was not aware of that. Back to the reading. Buggies and sleighs have been replaced by automobiles, and hundreds of other brands of cereal have captured the enthusiasm of children now, but scrambled values are still a common problem. It would be funny if it weren't so tragic. Since Elmer was only 12 at the time, we forgive him for being more concerned about the post-toasties than his baby brother's drowning, but once we're old enough to know better, we should no longer value things over people, profit over principle, time over eternity. We shouldn't waste our time worrying about things that don't matter or working overtime for things that we will sell for small change at a garage sale or haul off to the secondhand store in a year or two. I sincerely hope that none of you ever forget what a treasure people are, especially your family. My, they're better than post toasties or even cinnamon toast crunch. That's the story today from out on Bittersweet Farm, where every day is a beautiful day and a little light in the kitchen is always on.